Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode of Don't You Worry. This week, Britton could not be here because she's not feeling the best, but I have my friend Georgia on the podcast.
Hi guys.
It's so exciting. Would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so my name's Georgia. I live in Knoxville, Tennessee. I grew up in church with Briley and Britton, and so I've gotten to know them really well, and it's crazy how grown they are. I'm not a fan, but I'm actually a NICU nurse at Children's Hospital in Knoxville, so that's basically what I've been doing, just working. I just got out of school and got my bachelor's, So I went to Roan State and then UT after that, so yeah.
Yes, that's so cool. Was that something always you wanted to do, or was this kind of like an interesting process on getting to be a NICU nurse?
So I actually, as like a freshman in high school, I had never wanted to go in the medical field. I was like, I don't like throw up. I can't do that kind of stuff. I was like, mm-mm. But then I was like, man, I really love babies. I really love being able to cuddle them and like comfort them. And I love comforting people in general. So I was like, well, let me pray about it. But I had always been interested since about freshman year of high school. And then the rest was the Lord, because I would not be there if it were not for him. So
that's super cool. How was the school process on like training or like going through college to be a NICU nurse?
Yeah. So it was rough. So, you know, nursing school, a lot of people know it's one of the hardest schools to go through besides like medical school and some other things. But so it was definitely hard. I was one of those that was not good at tests. So I always struggled like comparing myself to others, like, oh my goodness, she is mad because she got a 95 and I'm over here like barely passing. And so I think I definitely struggled there, but the Lord got me through it. He was just like, you got this. I'm doing it. Like, you're good. So I just had to keep reminding myself of that during school.
Yeah. What does your like day-to-day job look like now, like as a NICU nurse?
So basically we go in, we get a little huddle, like a little report as a group. And then I go and get, it's 1 to 3 babies. So you get one baby if it's more critical, 3 babies if they're more like learning how to eat, and then they'll go home. So my day consists of getting to get their vital signs, making sure there's no changes in their status. And, you know, with more critical babies, it's a lot more. You get more meds, you do all the things. So, but I absolutely love it.
Yeah. So that's awesome. What's your favorite part about your job?
There's a lot. There's the community. Yes. I have a great work staff. There's so many great coworkers that a lot of them I've actually learned to love the Lord, and so I'm able to kind of get to know them and like become great friends with them. But also definitely the babies, getting to cuddle them, love on them, also getting to care for the parents, like the families, because they're going through one of the hardest times in their lives. And so I believe God's kind of equipped me and the rest of the staff to be able to comfort them in those times and just take care of their baby.
That's so cool. We've had a family at church recently that had a baby over the summer, but then like immediately had to get rushed to the NICU. He was born with no blood. It was whole situation, but it was like really intense, like all the things that everyone does. But their staff there was amazing, and they said it was a super good. It turned out really good in the end.
Awesome.
So yeah,
I love seeing stories unfold like that.
Yes.
Because it's just, I try to tell people, I'm like, it's all the Lord, like working through your child. Thankfully, I'm kind of able to share my faith at work. So it's like a good doorway to be like, hey, do you know Jesus? Like, this is like how he's working, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's super cool how the story unfolds.
Yeah. So I think I don't know what I want to do after high school. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I probably like nursing is not really my thing, but I think it's so interesting. Like just to see everyone's stories. It's so cool. The job process. But how would you encourage like me and my sister who don't know what we want to do after high school?
Man, I would just say, definitely, you probably already know this, your dad's a pastor.
Yes.
Pray about it.
Yeah.
you know, kind of look into the gifts that God's given you. Like, he kind of gave me a gift of encouragement, a gift mm-hmm. of like comfort. I don't even know if that's an actual gift, but comforting yeah. people is something that I love to do. I guess hospitality.
Yeah.
So, you know, just looking into your gifts, like, what am I good at? Like, what has Lord equipped me to do? Mm-hmm. And how can I use that to share him with others, share the gospel, share mm-hmm. just love in general? And I feel like that's such a great mindset to have when you're going into, okay, what do I want to do?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's really cool. How was, speaking of dad, he was your youth pastor yes! too when you were in high school. So how was that?
That was so good.
Okay. I'm sure you have like crazy stories about him.
Oh gosh. But I'm trying, like, honestly, it's been so long. I'm trying to think of crazy stuff. I do know that I just absolutely adore him. And yes. I loved getting to, like, he's one of the people that helped me to know what mission work was and like yeah. how to do it. I was actually here doing mission work locally, which, you know, you're used to hearing, oh, they went to Africa or they yeah. went to Guatemala, which I've loved going to different countries. But I feel like there's something special about local church mission,
yeah.
like just being able to go across the street and be mm-hmm. like, hey, I want to show you Jesus's love.
Yeah.
So,
yes, I think it's so cool too that we went to church together, like, but me and my sister were little. When we looked up to you guys.
Aww.
I remember we were talking because I was telling my sister about this interview today that she was had to miss out on, but I was like, do you remember when Georgia and her sister like babysat us? I don't remember if you know that.
I feel like I do remember.
But yeah, I was yeah. like, we completely remembered it. Like, some things are like totally blur, but I was yes. like, I totally remember, like, we were watching a movie with them, we were playing card games, oh. and we just thought you guys were, like, the coolest people ever.
Well, you guys were the coolest, too. Oh, so, that's I was so like, sweet. They're so little, and yeah. now they're so big now, so it's crazy.
I know, now we're both in high school. So, what yeah. was your high school experience like?
So, I had a great high school experience overall. I went to Gibbs High School, mm-hmm. and it was, you know, we've lived there our whole lives. We went to Gibbs Elementary. Our mom yeah. was a teacher. So, it was great for us. I do know, you know, there's struggles along the way. Mm-hmm. It's kind of in high school is where you're really digging deep into your relationship with the Lord and also finding new friendships and like yes. all this change is going on. So, there were definitely years where I was like, Lord, what are you trying to do here? Because yeah. this is rough. And so overall, it was good, but there was a lot of struggles. You know, boys come in and go, yes. and it's just, you know, that. Yeah. And then there's other things, and it's just crazy. Yeah. But it's honestly one of the biggest stages where I grew.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. That's good to know, because, like, my sister is a freshman right now, mm-hmm. so she's, like, brand new into high school.
Oh.
And then mine's junior year, so it's, like, all the things thrown at you, but also working towards college. So it's, you know, stressful, but mm-hmm. it's good to hear that, like, it's actually a good time to oh, grow yeah. through everything.
Oh, yeah. And I was going to mention, just because it's literally called Don't You Worry.
Yes.
I have struggled, like, with anxiety
yeah.
my whole life. And at first, I was just kind of like, oh, like, I'll be fine. You know, it was freshman year when it mm-hmm. first got really bad. I wouldn't really eat much. Like, my stomach would hurt all the time because mm-hmm. I was just like, what is happening? Why do I feel this way?
Yeah.
And so I struggled with it for a long time, especially in high school. It
yeah.
wasn't actually until college that I finally was like, okay, Lord, like, I'm just going to give it to you. I would go back to Matthew 25 or mm-hmm. Matthew 6, 25 through 35 and just read through those verses. Do not worry about your life. Do mm-hmm. not worry about the, like, he doesn't worry, the birds doesn't, you're going to cut that out. like the, what is it? The birds. Tell
like
me,
if
Anthony.
He like if he feeds the birds,
yes.
then like you're so much more.
Yes, how
like,
much
you know
more
I mean?
Does he love
yes,
you? Yes,
yes,
that's the one.
I got there eventually.
It's in a song, so
yeah.
that's
yes,
the only
it is.
Reason. But yeah, so I think just going back to that, and obviously, like, it's not gonna take away your anxiety.
Yeah,
it might. I mean, you know, the Lord can do anything.
Yeah,
he is all knowing. He knows exactly what's gonna happen. He can do anything, give and take away.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. I believe that the more that you go through that, the more you learn to rely on him
yeah.
through your struggle of anxiety. So
yeah, that's good to know too, because, like, obviously me and my sister struggled with anxiety, mm-hmm. but, like, everybody at our school, it seems like,
yes.
and everyone our age just all struggles with it in, like, some form,
mm-hmm.
some more than others, but yeah,
yeah,
it's definitely a
it
thing.
It is a struggle,
yeah,
for sure.
which you, when you were in high school, you led a lot on like worship bands mm-hmm. and stuff like with church, and me and my sister are doing that too. So how has awesome. That, how has that kind of played into your life?
Oh my goodness. So I've done it since I was, Anthony knows because he was the youth pastor then. I was in middle school. So like sixth grade, my dad was helping lead. I'm sure this brings back so many memories.
Yes.
But dad helped lead. And so, you know, he kind of had to like drag me up there one night because I think I was still in fifth grade. So I was just like, I'm not doing that. Like I already had that anxiety building up.
Yes.
So he finally dragged me up there and I sang and everyone loved it. And I was like, what? Like, I'm not that good.
Yeah.
And then I finally learned to kind of build up confidence because I'm like, my dad would remind me, you know, the Lord gave you that gift. Like, you're supposed to use that mm-hmm. to glorify Him. Don't be scared. Like, these people absolutely love it and they know that you're doing it for Him. And so I've done it since I was little. I still do it now and I absolutely love it. And I think it's so vital to use the gifts He's given mm-hmm. you.
I think that's so cool. I picked up guitar a little bit this summer because I wanted to like lead like the whole band too.
Because
we had a really great girl that was doing it, but she went off to college. So I was like, somebody needs to step up and do this. Yeah. So I'm trying to do that a little bit. But it's definitely nerve wracking to do it the first few times.
Oh,
I mean, it's definitely like I love doing it, but it is a little nerve wracking.
Oh, yeah. To it do definitely it. Is. It was for me too. Like because I play guitar as well. And it was super hard for me to get started with that and just singing in general. Mm-hmm. The more I was up there, the more calming I would get. But you're always going to have those jitters when you get on stage.
Yes.
So that's normal. Yeah. I don't know if your dad's that way when he preaches, but that's definitely how I am. Even if you're comfortable singing, it's something that's cool that I want to share is just every time I would get up there, and sometimes you would get up there for the wrong reasons. And that's something that's hard to admit. But sometimes it's like, oh, like I want them to hear me. Like, and that's how it was sometimes at the beginning. Now I've kind of grown out of that. But whenever you're up there and you start singing to the Lord, he took all of that anxiety from me. Like I would like have my heart pounding out of my chest. I felt like I was going to get sick. I was so scared. And as soon as I started singing, like he brought this calm and I was like, that is miraculous because I could not be doing this without that. So I knew that was him.
Yeah, that's definitely cool. Because like you said, sometimes it's like not for the right reasons is you're thinking, oh, well, I know I'll sound good on this song or like, oh, as long as I look good up there or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's definitely something to like grow through. So how do you think, like, how would you encourage me to keep going and keep doing that, even though it's difficult at certain times?
Yeah, definitely. Like I've said before, praying. I always pray before I get there, even while I'm on stage. Like sometimes I just close my eyes, the hands lifted to the Lord, like, God, please help me to get through this. It's all you. It's not me. Like, and that's something to just put in your head that it's nothing that you can do. He's given you the gift to share with others so that they can grow nearer to Him. So
yeah,
I think that was the best advice that I got. And I think my dad probably told me that too. He's got a bunch of wisdom. Shout out Randy.
Yes. Yes, our dads like played golf together and like they still keep up, so yeah,
I love it.
Yes. But we what are your favorite like worship songs right now, man, or just in general?
Well, I already sent y'all a message on Instagram when you said the goodbye yesterday.
Yes, I love that.
That is my favorite. I literally every morning when I get in my car to go to work at 6 in the morning, I have to crank that because I'm like, this is so good. And just the words to it, like goodbye to the past life.
Yeah.
I'm moving forward to better things. So that, anything Elevation, I love. What's another one? I've been, Josiah King? Is that?
Josiah Queen.
Queen.
Yes.
Not King.
No, you're good.
Queen.
Yes, we love
his
music.
My goodness. It's the Prodigal. So what's the other one? A Garden in Manhattan. That was like, I started listening to it. And at first you just listen to the beat.
Yes.
And then you hear the words and it's like, oh my goodness.
Like, wow, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Like he's going to place me where he has me. And so I think that's cool. But
yeah, I think because me and my sister, now that I can drive, I'm driving her to school every day.
That's crazy.
And in the mornings, we have like 10, 15 minutes on our way to school. And we always like crank up the loudest, like hype, praise music we can. Because then after school, school, sometimes we'll listen to random stuff. Mm-hmm. But in the mornings, we like always make sure we're listening to like praise that's really hyped up, that gets us excited for the day.
That's funny because, you know, I have a younger sister. Hopefully she'll be on here at some point because she's amazing.
Yes, I love her.
And me and her are the same way. Like, no one can jam to Christian music like me and her can jam together. Yes. And so I was like, it's just like a blast because we're just praising the Lord.
Yeah.
Because some people, like, they think worship is just how great.
Like just super chill all the time. I'm like, no, it can be fun too.
It's fun. Like, we absolutely love it. Those are some of the best moments too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you have sang for like a long time. Mm-hmm. And didn't you even audition for like a certain show? Like, I don't know what all you auditioned for, but you like are really good.
Oh, well, thanks. I auditioned for American Idol and The Voice.
Okay.
Two separate like years.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't make the first audition for either one of them.
Uh-huh.
It was just so evident though, after I did, I was like, this is not what the Lord wants. Like, I worry about going into that fame, you know, and just I worry about maybe that leading me the wrong way, getting into like, you know, there's alcohol involved in that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, if I was a Christian artist, that would be different.
Yeah.
But like, I was kind of leaning more towards country because I am a big country fan. I love Jesus, but I am a big country fan. So I, definitely would worry about that life. And mm-hmm. I don't think I would enjoy that life.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Lord would want me to do that either. So kind of had to just, I was like, okay, I didn't make it. That's okay. I'm not even going to be upset because I know God knows. And so,
That's a good mindset because that's like a really like performance based too.
Yes.
And worship's like completely different.
Oh yeah.
Some people see it as almost like a concert with mm-hmm. people standing on stage, but it's like, no, you're not singing to them. Like, mm-hmm. the whole group is singing together, you know?
Exactly.
So, I think that's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for being on the podcast today.
Yes, this is so fun. Much fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, it was so exciting. Thanks, and join us next week.
Yay!